Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with a great Hall of Famer and a good friend and a true giant in many ways, and that is Willie McCovey. Willie, nice to see you.
Thank you, Marty. Same here.
This is a very special time for everyone connected with the Giants. The fifth annual Junior Giants Stretch Drive is on now. Last year, Giant fans and family raised over $480,000. This year, they're hoping to get up to a cool $500,000. The Stretch Drive was created in Willie McCovey's honor to help fund and provide the Junior Giants baseball program for 20,000 or more kids in more than 85 underserved communities out here in California. And this year, we have Matt Cain support as well, even a Matt Cain bobblehead you can get for $50. But I want to ask you this. This is done in your honor, the Stretch Drive. And what does it mean to you, and how did it all come about?
Well, first of all, Marty, I'm amazed that the people would donate this much money. And I'm really awfully proud that they will do it in my honor. But Junior Giants is something that I wanted to help support, because, you know, I raised up in Mobile, Alabama, and I didn't have fields to play on. I didn't have equipment to play with. So when the Giants introduced the Junior Giant program, I said, I want to, you know, be involved so I can help the kids raise money so, you know, we can get them decent fields to play on and gloves and bats. And the Giants does a great job of doing that.
Boy, they have. And just so the fans understand, for a $50 stretch donor, you get the Matt Cain bobblehead, which is actually really nice. I saw it the other day. $440, and of course that's on your number, you know that. All-star donor, you get a baseball autographed by Willie and Matt Cain. $1,500, you're a perfect game donor, you get a jersey autographed by Matt Cain. For $4,400, how about this? Hall of Fame donor, you get a jersey autographed by Willie McCovey. And for $10,000 or more, you're a Willie Mack donor, and you meet and greet and talk some baseball with Willie Mack. So a lot of good things.
Well, that's right, and I'm so happy that Matt Cain agreed to come on and help us this year. As you know, we had Buster Posey last year, and he's really one of the reasons we raised $400,000. So they asked me, who should we get this year? I said, let's get Matt Cain. And Matt agreed to do it, and seemed like we're off to a good start.
Boy, it is a good start. And fans, just so you know it, juniorgiants.org, jrgiants.org, and you can get it going there right at that website. And there's also some very special things that you could get if you check the website out. And it's what a good cause. You know, I grew up in South Florida, in Miami Beach, and I never took it lightly that people had fields and they'd come out and line the fields, and we had a baseball glove and things like that, until I got older and realized, talking to Ozzie Smith and people like that, and yourself included, you didn't have gloves in those days, really.
Marty, you had a good glove, though.
It wasn't bad.
Who did you say gave you a glove?
Ted Kluszewski. I had the Ted Kluszewski, you heard it, the Ted Kluszewski glove, and I cut the sleeves off my shirt.
That's great, yeah. But I didn't have a glove. I actually made my first glove myself, you know, a couple of pieces of leather and sewed it. My mother sewed it together, and that was it, you know. But you know, I'm glad that we can help these kids nowadays, because, you know, they don't have the means to buy gloves. And gloves are expensive, as you know. They're very expensive nowadays. So I'm glad that, you know, through this program and other programs that the Giants have, that we can do this for the kids.
Well, I'm impressed with it. And, you know, during the glove drive, and I gave $500 during the glove drive, because people called in. We did a show on baseball gloves and how many people still had their first glove and how they got their first glove. And it was so overwhelming that I said it really motivated me to do that. And is the first glove of yours still around? Where did it end up?
I really don't know where it is now, Marty. But like I say, it was just a couple of pieces of leather sewn together, and that was my glove. It didn't really have a pocket or anything, but I was able to catch it.
Well, the fields also are important. As I said, growing up in South Florida, for me, they were lined. We didn't have grass ever. It was just a dirt field. But every night after dinner, we would go back to the park and play what we used to call over the line. We used to play two-on-two, distance, we called it, and stuff like that. So we had a place to play, but a lot of kids don't have a place to play. What did you do? And where did you even play in Mobile?
Actually, we played in the streets, you know. The car over there was first base, and the other car was second base. And the tree stump was third base, you know, things like that. That's the way we played. We had the Dodge cars. When the car come in, we had to stop until the car passed. So that's how we played until, you know, I got into the recreation department, and I was able to play on a decent field then.
Well, juniorgiants.org, that is where to go. And as Willie will say, and you can hear the enthusiasm in his voice, this is a very, very worthwhile project. As you got older and you got into baseball, you set so many records. And I just looked at them today, just some of them today. And they said you hit the longest ball ever at Candlestick. Is that true?
Well, I don't know, Marty. I didn't go out and measure one in those days. But I hit some pretty far at times, you know.
You did. And the 500th home run, a very special time for you. Tell us about the 500th.
The 500th was hit in Atlanta, Fulton County Stadium. I hit it off Jamie Easterly, which was a left-hander, and I hit it to left field. So I do remember that one.
Boy, coming then, and then the 521st, 521. And when you hit 521, it was still a very, very magic number in baseball, tying the great Ted Williams. How about 521?
Oh, that was really a thrill. Like you say, it tied Ted Williams, and Ted Williams was one of my idols, and he was one of the guys who I had talked to early in my career. As a matter of fact, when I was still in the minor leagues, I talked to Ted Williams about hitting. So it was just an honor to be able to tie him for the home run record.
And it was an amazing mark off Scott Sanderson at that time. That's who you hit it off of.
Right.
But that was, and the other thing I saw today, you hit home runs in four decades. Now, you don't look that old to me. But 59 when you came up, 60s, the 70s, and the last one was in the 80s.
Yeah, well, I was one of the few players to play in four different decades. So that was quite an honor, too.
The other thing, and fans, it's always nice to be able to talk to Willie McCovey, and this is why we do this, so you can understand his enthusiasm for young people, gloves, fields, and why this is important. You could just hear it in his voice, and that's why juniorgiants.org is a very important part of this. When you came up in 59, now I tell you, there's certain dates in baseball, and I mean this sincerely, that I'll never forget that date, and someone will be associated with that date. When July 30th comes around, I don't care where I am, what is going on, I think of one thing, and that is the debut of Willie McCovey, and I mean that.
Marty, I'm honored that you even remember that. I'm thrilled, really. You know, it means a lot to me that you remember that date. But it was quite a day, quite a debut, 4-for-4 of Robin Roberts, and I hit every fence. It left field fence, center field fence, right field fence. One of them I hit so hard it bounced back to the infield. So that was quite a debut.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. July 30th, 1959. That is one day. You can give me any day in baseball season. I can't tell you anything, but I'll never forget that day. And I mean that sincerely. You also had the 22-game hitting streak as a rookie coming up. And I guess you say pitchers didn't know me or whatever. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, I actually had two different long hitting streaks. But you have to have a little luck to have a long hitting streak, you know. And then there's some taken away from you, but it's just one of those things where you get hot for a month or two, and the streak keep going. And the day I ended the streak, I remember Dave Philly was playing first base, and I hit a rope one hopper down there, and he kind of olayed it, and look what I found, and that ended my streak. So I'll never forget the one I hit to end the streak.
Well, that's still a Giants record. The 22-game hitting streak for a rookie is still up there as a Giants record. Willie, you know, you played in an era of great, great players, and yourself, Frank Robinson, Clemente, Aaron, Willie Mays, and just all the people. But one guy I want to ask you about, and that is number 42, Jackie Robinson. Because when I was in Brooklyn, that was my guy. And I still have his jersey hanging up in my bedroom at home. My son gave me that. But the movie came out, 42. Did you ever have a chance to meet Jackie and just your experiences with Jackie?
I did meet Jackie. Jackie Robinson used to have a barnstorming team after the season. He would get together a lot of players like Mays and you know, Newcomb and all the great black players, and they would barnstorm after the regular season was over, and they would come through Mobile. And the guy that he didn't actually sign me, but he was responsible for signing me, his name was Alex Pompez. Alex Pompez traveled with that barnstorming team, and when they came to Mobile, Alex Pompez made sure that he'd take me in the clubhouse to meet Jackie. And I was able to meet him and shake his hand. Never thought about asking for an autograph. Just meeting him was good enough for me, so it was quite a thrill the day that I met him.
Boy, you know, you remember Deacon Jones, Grover Deacon Jones, just a wonderful hitter, first baseman, hurt his shoulder. He was the American Legion Player of the Year in the early 50s, and he got to go to the World Series, and the Dodgers were playing the Yankees, and he got to meet Jackie Robinson, and that was one of the biggest times of his life. And Jackie said to him, young man, go to college. And he went to college, and Jackie saw him, just a quick story, 3 or 4 years later in an airport, and Deacon went up to him, and Jackie just looked him in the eye and said, young man, did you go to college?
Okay.
And that was Jackie Robinson.
He remembered him, huh?
Yes.
How about that?
Yes, very nice.
I just show you about Jackie. He's a smart guy.
Yeah, that was number 42. Willie, nice to have you with us as always. And for the Junior Giants program, the stretch drive that we're doing now, it's great to have it in your honor. And, well, it's nice to have something named after you. That's pretty cool.
Well, it really is. It's quite an honor that they thought of naming it after me. And because I'll never forget it, and I'll do all I can to help raise money for the Junior Giants.
Very good.
Very good. Glad to have you on the show with me, as always. I love talking ball with you. You know that.
Thanks, Marty. You know I always listen to you, and you have quite a show, and keep doing what you're doing.
All right. That is Willie McCovey, Hall of Famer. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.